MGTOW Man, welcome back. A couple of things today. I've noticed, I'm sure you've noticed, that men that date and get into relationships, they get into bad health habits. They start losing muscle, they get out of shape, they trade in what was once a strong diet for now a feeble diet. Second thing is the equivalent of a mother that doesn't want her son to succeed in life. So she limits his opportunities and limits his ability to fly and to succeed. She prevents him from developing, and as a result, he never soars, he never becomes what he needs to become. This comes through in dating as well, and I've seen this with working out. The girlfriend thinks that you going out there to lift weights, going out there to run, is only doing it, you're only doing it to monkey branch from her. And I got a couple of these comments, and they represent both situations. Here's the first one. Same thing happened to me, bro. I hate to admit it, but in college, I was very muscular and one of the biggest guys in the gym. Got a girlfriend, and she was constantly convincing me not to go to the gym and stay in with her. In hindsight, she was probably insecure about other women. That's part of it. Maybe she's a little needy, too. Basically, I constantly put her requests above my own needs. Skip the gym, babe? Okay, sure. I remember looking in the mirror 3 to 4 months later and realizing I had lost upwards of 20 pounds of muscle that I had spent a year and more building, years building. I feel for the always trying to please her trap and did other things like you mentioned as well. I have made it clear to a few women that wanted to date me that my exercise and health and fitness will always come before them. It always pushes away the wrong kinds of women. But the MGTOW lifestyle is very appealing to me. Here's comment number two. I'm 37 and was with my last girl for 8 years, have 2 kids. When she got me, I was buff from 5 years of every day going to the gym and lifting, both inside and outside. But after my sentence, I was hustling to provide for my family, her included, so I got thin from not eating and sleeping. But I got into jail again and got out about a year and a half ago. I had pumped up back again just lifting, eating, and resting. But her stress saw to that, on top of dealing with the snakes in the street for a living, I have to come home nagging constantly and accusing. But she saw the physical change and said she doesn't like skinny men and asked if I'm getting in shape to leave her. So what she means is she likes thin guys for sex but wants a dweeb of a cuck beta male at home so she can cheat on. For those that commented, thanks. And while I don't condone obviously getting in issues with the law, beyond this, the hustle often takes a man away from his health and his gains. That's the main thing. So back with another talk in defense of MGTOW. If anything, making talks about defending MGTOW is the passion that I have. And I like being the hype man. And the hype man here is about MGTOW and health. I don't think this is talked about enough, but what I've always felt very compelling about MGTOW is the ability that it allows you to be on top of your diet and your exercise routine and your mental health. It is a very underrated element of the benefits of MGTOW, long-term and short-term. You can get into a routine. And by being a lone wolf, I believe that you end up being a little bit harder. You end up not being so soft around the midsection, soft around your brain even, intellectually, mental strength. The single man is far more likely to be active, in my opinion. He is a lot less likely to be going out to nice restaurants, blowing money on that pay for food that is high in sugar, carbs, calories, and eventual weight gain. He's going to be able to invest more time into his exercise, lifting weights, going for bike rides, going out kayaking, surfing, running, rock climbing, camping, or doing martial arts or boxing. Not only is he able to have the time of the day to do that, he's going to have the energy to do that, or at least more likely to. And when you have more money in the bank to utilize on those other hobbies that might add to your health, your strength, and to keep the weight off, you're going to be able to just, you know, devote a little bit more of that energy to maintaining your health. And that might all that you need is that little bit more, that little bit more of a push, a little bit more gap in your day. If you only have time to lift weights and get a run in early in the morning and late at night, good luck managing that if you're in a serious relationship, a long-distance relationship, and you're trying to stay in touch with them according to their schedule in a different time zone and so forth. And it's a simple justification for MGTOW, but a lot of men brush this to the side, and I think it's important to bring it up. And it's not just the, oh, I'm taken, I don't need to be in shape mentality. It's not necessarily just about that. I'm taken, everything's good, I don't need to be in shape. Which is often the justification for why a lot of people get out of shape when they get into relationships. So this does happen. People get complacent. They get married. And the next thing you know, they're ballooning. They have a kid or two. They have no time to stay in shape. For them, the dad bod comes. It's a combination of a couple things. It's a combination of the inability to stay in shape because of time and money constraints. And it's likely an acceptance of life as it is what it is and being stuck in the cage that they can't get out of. That is where you get dad bods, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the benefits to your health and lifestyle when you stay single. Your sleep often improves. Your work schedule opens up. You can go to the gym when you need to go to the gym. You can get the work in that you need to get done. Your world opens up. You can travel and go climbing and hiking and adventure outdoors and devote time to this type of life. The dating life often brings out a sedentary mind. It brings out the complacent mind. One of my necessities in life is access to working out. If I didn't work out, then my brain chemistry is often destroyed. Joe Rogan talked about this in one of his recent episodes, and like anything, regardless of what you think of his podcast, I can relate to what he said about working out. One of my outlets in this world is physical exercise. Growing up, I used to say that all I needed was a basketball court to shoot on for the rest of my life and I'd be content. This is because nothing has brought me greater consistent pleasure and immediate satisfaction in life than going out and pushing myself. Everything else has fallen short of that. It releases endorphins. It is something you can always improve on. It builds your mental fortitude. There are many things to know. If you don't have this, if I don't have this, I'd crumble. And this is a necessity for me in life. Like you said, nothing will come before your exercise and your health, as you told an ex. So when you're dating, you're too busy to even hit subsistence often. When you start a new job, when you take up a new hobby in addition to the job, what are you going to do? When you get home at work and you're beat, there's no time to nap and hit the gym late at night after that. You got to hit the gym right away, not tell her, or you got to keep it a secret that you're going to the gym so she doesn't know that you're gone because she wants you to come home and cuddle with her and do your time. Then you get takeout. And if you don't get takeout and get that pizza, then you're not punching your card and getting that time in that you need in order to satisfy her. Many of you have probably been there. I got some loose stats about this that I was reading an article. I'm going to reference real quick. It was a 9-year survey done in Australia. And it noted that those that were in relationships tended to consume more fruit, vegetables, and not drink as much or smoke or eat as much fast food, but they tended to have higher body masses. I think part of this might be poorly conducted research according to ages. I think that this can be true for some people with families. They may cook more and get less takeout, but they're not exercising as much, and time tends to go more towards making money and socializing. I always found that when I'm single, you tend to be a better conductor of your daily life. This obviously relates to your first comment that I read, and obviously you don't have to deal with the complaints that you're monkey branching, but that would be a whole other red flag video than anything else. I go my own way because I can carve out my schedule for what I want, I need to fit in terms of my diet and exercise, and when you're able to do that, you're able to do so many more things in life. It benefits your pocket, it benefits your health, it benefits your brain, your quality of life can improve, and it's a very underrated element of why I like going my own way. Just a few things to add about this, about MGTOW and health. I'm sure you got your own comments about this, and if you want me to expand on anything, I can. So, sunrisecity@gmail.com or sunrisecity on Twitter is where I'm at. Hoodies up, hoodies out.